For most women who are over the age of 40, an annual mammogram to check for breast cancer is just a fact of life. So is the anxiety that can come with waiting for the results of that screening. Well, what if there was a way to get a test that offered better cancer detection, fewer false positives, and more peace of mind? Many healthcare providers say it is available, and that is a 3D mammogram. However, most insurance companies do not cover the cost of this type of screening. Joining me live in studio today to talk more about this type of screening, as well as a national research study taking place here in Idaho around 3D mammography, is Duha Ali. She is St. Luke's MISTI Clinical Research Coordinator. And Jenny Lin, she is also a clinic research coordinator at MISTI at St. Luke's. Thank you both for coming in and joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
First off, just explain what a 3D mammography is versus the traditional 2D mammography that most women have probably gotten if they are of a certain age.
Definitely. So the thing is that both of them are digital mammography, as you may know. The 3D is, though, multiple X-ray images that will be taken for the breast from many angles. So it takes the images in an arc to give or create a 3D image for the radiologist to be able to see more of the breast tissue versus the old tradition that we're used to. It's the 2D. It only compresses the breast where it gives two angle images. It's also an X-ray images, but it only takes images from the front and side of you. So it gives like a flat images. Mm.
And I will be a little bit of TMI here. I have actually gotten the 3D mammography done. And it was because it was an option.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I thought, you know, if it's an option and if it could potentially give better results,
right,
let's give it a whirl.
Right.
And Jenny, are you finding more women wanting a 3D mammogram, or are they even aware of it?
They are aware. At the breast services clinic here in St. Luke's, it is a conversation that happens at the front desk where they'll offer these two options. For our study purposes, there are other, you know, we do the randomizing, and that's something specific to the study, but in general, it is offered. So it's probably something that these women are thinking about in the moment and maybe choosing.
And I know that many healthcare providers, including providers at the Mayo Clinic, have said that there is a tremendous benefit to a 3D mammogram, specifically for women who have dense breasts.
That's actually true. So the main reason was for the study to see if the 3D was superior to the 2D. And with the previous study, they did notice that it would benefit more of the postmenopausal women and who have like some risk factors, which include dense breasts, if they're on any hormone therapy, if they have like any family history of breast cancer, they do benefit more than the in the 3D than the 2D. But you know, with every good thing, there's always a bad side to it. With the 3D, it is more expensive. So it does bring lots of burden to the patient expense-wise. And it does take about twice as much for the radiologist to read. So it not just costs the women expense, but it also costs the health system as well.
I'm speaking with Duha Ali and Jenny Lin. They are clinical research coordinators at St. Luke's MISTI. I want to talk about the study itself now.
Yes.
So this is a national study going on about the benefit of a 3D mammogram. Tell me, A, how St. Luke's got involved with it and why.
Well, first of all, you know that our main reason is with St. Luke's is just to provide like better health equality, better providing like the best care, and it will include like bringing cutting edge research into the hands of our community. And to the access like TMIST and among all other different study that someone at Mayo Clinic and other large centers would have access to. We do have 5 sites with St. Luke's, but we got lucky with this study. We are also part of a big consortium. It's a 3-portion consortium. It's SWOG and Providence and then MISTI. We are still one of the lucky remaining Northwest sites that still offer the 2D and the 3D to our patients. Most of the other sites only have the 3D. So we got selected based on that, and St. Luke saw the value in this study. So we have been really encouraging it, contacting and reaching out for patients. The population that we are intending for the TMIST is the healthy population. So the patient should be age 45 to 74, have no signs or symptoms of benign or malignant breast cancer, and should not have any previous breast cancer history.
And then what is the study looking for specifically? Jenny?
So the idea is to maybe move toward in terms of collecting the data and to have these patients participate to find maybe the answer down the line, because this is an 8-year trial, to see if there is evidence to replace 2D with 3D. So we're moving toward, ultimately, hopefully, an answer question.
So this is an 8-year study, you just
said. It is an 8-year study.
It's been open for a year.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you have seven more years to go then, potentially?
Yes. And mm-hmm. we just went live this week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So
before we came, we enrolled our fourth patient.
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
I know. We've been very excited.
And yes. So what people may not be aware of, and the reason why mm-hmm. you need to find out if there is true benefit to this, mm-hmm. is that because of the cost, Dua, like you said, mm-hmm. a lot of health insurance companies do not cover this.
Exactly correct. But with this study, I just want to emphasize on one thing. It's a wonderful, huge study that will bring a lot of benefit. It's not just comparing the 2D machine itself to the 3D images mm-hmm. itself. It's also comparing based on previous research that was done. Is the frequency making any change in the mm-hmm. healthcare? Like, is the annual versus biennial? And then with the other risk factors that the patient may have, age, menstrual status, hormone replacement therapy, or if they have, any genes that would increase their risk of having breast cancer or any family history of breast cancer, or if they have dense breasts. So based on those risk factors also, and we divide them to annual and biennial, so this study is combining, all factors, which would mm-hmm. be the best for our patient if the patient is premenopausal or postmenopausal, mm-hmm. if the patient have dense breast or not, beside the 2D to the 3D.
And how does someone, can anyone who falls into the category that you need mm-hmm. be a part of the study? I mean, can they say, hey, I want to do this? Or is it random?
We have got great response. And mm-hmm. we are situated at the Breast Cancer Services here on 3rd and Washington at St. Luke's. And so it's the patients that come into that facility that we are focused on. I think what we have is...
Well, and we actually got way much more wonderful response from our community that we are anticipating.
It's been wonderful.
So we decided to start with that location only. Mm-hmm. So for the patient to be actually eligible for the TMIS, they would have to have their screening mammogram scheduled at the Breast Care Services of St. Louis.
In downtown Boise.
Exactly, mm-hmm. on the corner of Washington and 3rd. And that place is a busy.
It's busy. It's
busy.
It's hard to get into.
Very busy. Yes.
So could the study potentially change the standard of care?
Potential, yes.
That's what we're hoping
for. We're mm-hmm. evidence-based. So what mm-hmm. we're looking for is collecting the data to support whatever guidelines that could be put into place in the future. So there is the potential, but we are at the very early stages of this research study. And as clinical researchers, we look for evidence mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that we get there with that.
And I think this is exciting. It's exciting for the Treasure Valley to be involved mm-hmm. in a national research study first off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're bringing, at St. Luke's research in general, mm-hmm. we're bringing a lot of cutting-edge research to the hands of our community, as Duha said. So mm-hmm. you can stay here at home and still access something that, like as you mentioned, Mayo Clinic may have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so it's a benefit that... is very much what we want to provide to our community.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this study. My guest today, Duha Ali, she's St. Luke's MISTI Clinical Research Coordinator, and Jenny Lin, also a Clinical Research Coordinator at St. Luke's MISTI. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about the study.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely.